Zachariah Todd Daniel, coming at you live and direct from the Embassy of Yisrael Ministries here in the beautiful Red Rocks and what they call the Four Corners region here, what they call Sedona, Arizona, back here in Arizona. And if you'd like to be a part of the broadcast today, we have a couple methods. You can instant message us at Breachmender, B-R-E-A-C-H-M-E-N-D-E-R. Breachmender at yahoo.com is the email as well, another way. And you can call us in the second hour. We're going to open up the line to second hour, 800-313-9443 in the second hour. And today we're going to talk a lot about what we've been covering a little bit concerning the true faith of the apostles. And last week we had a special guest of ours on the broadcast, Dan Israel. And he wrote a book, as you know, if you heard the broadcast that week, called Christianity Unmasked. And indeed, he has sparked a lot of research here and a lot of folks with his provocative expose on Christianity and how he unmasks the paganism in the book and how it's really a church-state-controlled system, that it's a both political side of the beast as religious side of the beast, and it's all corporate. And so today I'm going to read out of the Renewed Covenant, what they more commonly call the New Testament, in the book of Acts, chapter 11. Chapter 11, and if we're, hopefully we're coming in okay today here, we're trying a new little system here for us. So producer there, Chris, in the studio, let me know how everything's going. If everything is fine, great, then we'll just continue on. We have a backup line here. In Acts chapter 11, verse 26, I'm going to read out of the scriptures, and it states, "And having found him," take a fine translation out of the Institute of Research, Scriptural Research out of South Africa, and it states, "And having found him," Acts 11, 26, "he brought him to Antioch. And it came to be that for an entire year they came together in the assembly and taught large numbers. And the taught ones were called Messianites, first in Antioch." Now, the majority of all translations would say Christians. King James would say Christian. But in Acts chapter 24, we're going to go to Acts 24 here. We're coming to a break here on Republic Broadcasting Network. You're tuned to the Repair the Breach broadcast. Again, I'm the Repair the Breach, Zachariah Todd Daniel.
Headline news. The much-anticipated bird flu pandemic. Whether you consider it dangerous or not makes no difference. It will still be the reason to confine and restrict travel. Conclusion. If we can't feed ourselves locked down at home, Homeland Security will be forced to bring us to gathering centers. Remember Katrina and the Superdome? The World War II bomb shelters in England? And the concentration camps throughout history? They were all huge disease incubators infesting confinees with dozens of life-threatening illnesses. Even if the wimpy little bird flu can't get you, the camps and the immunization will. If the government says store some non-perishable food, you know we'll need a lot. Decide how many years of food your family needs and get it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, bad food plans are life-threatening. Call the co-op at 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's the J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Broadcasting Network. You're tuned into the Repair of the Breach broadcast. And before the break here, we're talking out of the book of Acts, chapter number 11, verse 26. In the King James text, it states that they were first called Christians, or basically the whole text states, and when he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch, and it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church. Let me stop there. The word church wasn't even in the first English Bible, as you know if you've heard this broadcast before. The word church was put in by the Roman Catholic Christian Church, which fancies themselves out of their own propaganda that they put out, as the mother of all churches, and rightfully so, because they are the ones that were the ones that coined the terms. These terms, church, goes back to English, Old English, kirch, and that's how you get the word circle, you get the word. It goes back to a Greek female pagan Greek mythological deity. Her name was Circe, C-I-R-C-E. And that's how you get the word circle and circus and so forth. That's why the corporate church world is behaving like a circus, because it's the root word of circus or church goes back to Circe, to circle. It's running in circles around and around, 360. It seems like there's no end or stop in sight of the confusion. Now, I'm not trying to sound condescending or patronizing. I used to be a pastor of a Christian church, so I've been there and done that. I'm not saying I've arrived now. None of us can claim to have arrived, but we're all searching for the truth, and we're all seeking the Father above, because He is the only one that can give us the answers to the questions. But I do want to bring this out, how that the word church, and then, of course, we're going to get to the word Christian here in Acts 11:26, and he goes on to say, and taught much people, and the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. Well, in the scripture that we first read, they were Messianics, and I'm not promoting Judaism or Messianic Judaism either, or Christianity for that matter, but I'm going to show that from the scriptures themselves, and from much research and history that can be verified, literary sources as well as scripture more importantly, that the original faith of the apostles, and that's what we're all striving to follow. Now, isn't it amazing that everybody within the Christian sect, or all the different Christian sects, claim to be they're the only sect predominantly? I'm not saying everybody has this mindset, but from an organizational, denominational standpoint, everyone else is wrong but their denomination. But what do they all have in common? Well, they think that they're the church and that they're the true Christians. And in reality, they think their Christianity is a true form of Christianity, and that the false form of Christianity, and that there's a false form of Christianity. Whereas I believe from a scriptural standpoint, and correct me if I'm wrong, anybody, if you think I'm wrong, you're welcome to call in the second hour, but there is no left, right, true form of Christianity, false form of Christianity. It's another left, right, false paradigm, if you will, in a Christian standpoint. And we use that. We've heard it from other broadcasters who speak it far greater than I, from a left, right, Republican, Democrat, Demopub, Republicrat, however, and they're all bought off. It's the same thing in Christianity, with all due respect. I mean, there are more sincere people. There are spirit-filled people. Yes, the Father said He poured out His Spirit upon all flesh. I don't care if you're agnostic. I don't care if you're atheist. I don't care if you're a Christian. I don't care if you're a Jew. I don't care what religion you claim. If you seek the Father above, He will pour out His Spirit upon you, regardless of what you call yourself, if you have a repentant spirit and a right heart toward Him. Now, with that said, it doesn't mean that you stay in the condition you're in after He's poured the Spirit upon you, because He said in the book of Yoel, chapter 2, that He will lead you, or in the book of Yochanan, He said that He would lead you and guide you into all truth when the Spirit of truth has come. But in the book of Yoel, He said He would pour out His Spirit upon all flesh. But it didn't mean what you called yourself or what the building was called that you went into every week, so to speak. He's no respecter of persons. He loves everyone the same, red, yellow, black, or white, or brown. The scripture talks about Joseph's coat being the coat of many colors. Joseph, the house of Joseph, was a synonymous term with the house of Israel, as well as Ephraim in Hosea 7:8, that Ephraim has mixed himself with the nations, hence became Gentiles. Yes, indeed, the lost sheep of the house of Israel are the mystery of the Gentiles, the fullness of the Gentiles that Shaul or Paul talked about many, many times. And that the reason why they're lost sheep of the house of Israel is because they don't think they're Israelites. No, they don't think that. They think they're supposed to be Christians and to be converted into the church system. And this is the deception. This is the end around, if you will. I'm going to read you some thoughts here out of a book called Nazarene Yisrael. Who was the faith? What was the faith of the apostles?
Well, Acts 24:5 states that the apostle Shaul, or Paul, was the ringleader of the sect called the Nazarene. That's right. He wasn't the ringleader of the sect called Christians, but the apostle Shaul, whom they call Paul today, but in reality that was never his name, Shaul was his name. People say, what was Saul? Well, there's no H in Greek, so that's why they couldn't say Shaul. It was just Saul. But there's no record of his name being changed from the Father, by the Father, Yahweh, to saying, Paul, your name is now Paul, it's no longer Shaul. There's no record of that. See, the Romans worshipped Apollos and many others, for that matter, many other deities. Apollos. And so Paul was the closest thing that they could come up with, or to cut it down, obviously, through translation, but through language manipulation. And so what happened, and it was basically to cater to paganism, because, again, I contend with all due respect, folks, that Christianity is just paganism christened. Let me say that again. Christianity, with all due respect, is just paganism christened. It christened paganism and hence became known as Christians. And they Christianized paganism and mixed a lot of truth. The Messiah did come. The Almighty Messiah did come in the flesh. He did die and was buried and resurrected on the third day. Absolutely. Born in Bethlehem. Reared in Nazareth. Absolutely true. Those are absolutely right tenets to continue to believe in, without a doubt. But the names have been changed to deceive the innocent. And the enemy of our soul would love to get us to away from the true name of our Heavenly Father, Yahweh, who came in the flesh as the Son with his same name. He'd want you to think he's a separate person apart from the Father. They would try to make you think that the Messiah is a second person and so forth, or a third person, or a second, first, second, third person fictitious Trinity, which is really mythology, Greek mythology, mixed together with a little bit of truth, but with a lot more error. You see, what we were saying earlier, how all Christian churches in the corporate realm, pretty much are all in the corporate realm, they all have Jesus, Lord, God, Jehovah, Christmas, Easter, Sunday, etc., and the pagan calendar, January through December, in common, don't they? But they all claim, they're all leadership of each of their respective denomination claim to be that they're the only one that's truth and everyone else is in error. Pretty much that's the spirit they come forth. But yet the scripture says, by this shall all men know if you're my disciples, if you have love toward one another. Well, we know legion means 1,000 or more, right? So rhea, legion, or religion, is how you get the etymology of the word religion. Rhea was the mother of Zeus in Greek mythology. Legion meant more than 1,000. So you've got the mother of Zeus, Rhea, leading this legion of denominations or organizations or different religions. Rhea, legion. And yet they're calling the Son Jesus in the Spanish tongue. And then Jesus in the Latin tongue. And then Iesus in the Greek tongue. And Azus in the German tongue. But it's all got Zeus in it, doesn't it? Ever wonder about that? Ever think maybe that, hey, you know, the world was deceived? And 2 billion, quote-unquote, Christians, 1 billion Catholic Christians, and 1 billion Protestant Christians make up the biggest religion in the world. But wouldn't you agree? Out of 7 billion people, you got 2.5 billion Christians or so, Protestant protesting their mother, Catholic Christianity. People say, well, Catholic and Christianity are two different religions. No, it's all, no, Catholicism is just the mother of all churches. They're the ones that put Jesus in your New Testament Bible, folks, because they want you to be joined to the hip to them, regardless if you know it or not. You can protest all you want, but the reality is that they gave you the code phrases and the names and the why you call yourself a church and why you worship on the Sunday then, because they gave you that calendar to follow. You can protest all you want. In reality, you're still following it through the code frames. You're listening to the Repair the Breach broadcast. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Headline news. Activation of our most decorated military divisions for confrontation with Russia and China through their ally, Iran. Military action when food shortages occur will divert food supplies to the military. The administration tells us to get non-perishable food. The government is right in telling us to have food stored, but when they say get some, you know we'll need a lot. The council to get some food gives the system deniability when food shortages are the reason for wiping out freedoms. Decide how many years of food will get your family through the coming times and store it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, dishonest retailers know you don't know what or how much to store. Bad food plans are life-threatening. Call 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's the J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
We're back here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You're tuned to the Repair the Breach broadcast. I'm the Repair the Breach, Zechariah Todd Daniel. And Acts 24:5, let me read this to you here. For we have found this man a pestilent fellow, this is out of the King James text, and a mover of sedition among all the Jews throughout the world, and a ringleader of the sect of the Nazarenes. Now, if you study the word Nazarene here, now, it goes back to the Hebrew word, it goes back to the meaning in Hebrew as a watchman, and or a part of the vine and the branches. And the Messiah is the vine. He said, I'm the true vine, and you are the branches. And he said that I've called you to bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. And so the watchman, or the Nazarenes, okay, believed in the one from Nazareth. They also taught that the Nazarenes taught that the Messiah was the Almighty Yahweh manifest in the flesh, whereas Christianity predominantly teach that the Messiah is a separate person from the Father, because the greatest commandment to Israel was, Hear, O Israel, Yahweh, your Almighty is one. One Yahweh, and his name one, and his person is one. Zechariah, or
Zechariah 14:9, Zechariah 12:10 clearly teach that the Father was manifest in the flesh as the Son. He speaks only in the first, second, third person of verbal vernacular, verbal usage, just like we individuals can speak about ourselves in the first or second or third person. He used that language before we ever were even here, folks. And so he spoke this way to conceal his identity, for if they would have known who he was, they would have never crucified him. And you study Job 13:7-12, he condemns those who accept more than one person of himself, trying to say that there's three persons in some fictitious trinity would be idolatry. And so he clearly teaches here in Acts 24:5, or we find in this passage, I should say, that Paul was the ringleader, not of the sect called the Christian, but the Nazarenes. The Nazarenes was that sect of Israel. The Nazarene Israelites were the sect of Israel that believed in the Almighty Messiah who came in the flesh. Okay? And Christianity, okay, first of all, the term Christian or Christianity goes back to a Latin Greek origin, and we know the faith of the apostles was Hebrews, hence the book of Hebrews, right? And so we're not talking about race here, we're talking about grace. It's not about that. It's not about genetics, folks. It's about the precious divine blood of the Messiah that broke down that middle wall partition, made us one new man, and is neither Jew nor Greek or barbarian or Scythian. We're all one in the Messiah, Mashiach, Yahweh. Of course, we know who the Gentiles are. They're the lost sheep of the house of Israel. They don't know that, though. They've been lost in their culture, even though I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I mean, we're all, to some degree, have some type of... it could be a bad thing, I guess, but it could be a good thing, too, if you keep it in balance and check, I guess. There's nothing wrong with having a good self-esteem of your background and so forth. But the reality is, in fact, it's a good thing. The problem is when people let race become an issue, where they try to have race wars, or they're trying to exalt their race above the other race, when really it's about a spiritual seed versus a natural seed. And those that are born from above were not born by the will of man or by the will of the flesh, according to the book of Yochanan or 1st Yochanan or John. Because we're born from above. If you're born from above, from the Father, he's not looking at your genetic code or DNA. He's looking at your heart and your trust in him and your obedience above all to him. Because he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Now, so we find here in Acts 24:5 that Paul was not the ringleader of the sect called the Christians, but was indeed the ringleader of the sect called the Nazarenes. Now, we're not talking about the Nazarene church or the Nazarene Christian sect that created a denomination from the term Nazarene. No, it's not talking about that here. Again, that's just another denominational daughter from the mother of all harlots, Roman Catholic Christian church system. And the Protestant churches are just protesting the Roman Catholic Christian mother that created them, that they now protest, but they, of course, they diverge to some degree in certain sects, of course. But it's like ice cream, as we stated many times on this broadcast. You know, it's got the big Vatican vanilla in them somehow, whether they be a Pentecostal pistachio. And I'm not trying to be sacrilegious, folks. And if it sounds like that, I apologize. I'm not trying to hurt anybody's feelings. I used to be Pentecostal, so to speak, okay, at one time. So I got no axe to grind or no one in mind. And in fact, I've got a lot of friends that are pastors still, and I love them dearly. But it's not about who's right or who's wrong. It's about what's right and what's wrong. What's the truth, right? RBN listeners, you can handle the truth. Hey, we're all on this truth quest together, aren't we? Aren't we seeking the truth? I mean, that's what we want, right? I mean, we're not trying to throw rocks. There's no big eyes or little U's here. And I'm always open. I've always kept my spirit open. If I'm wrong, please show me where I'm wrong. Just come at me with love and with the scriptures and speak the truth in love to me. Hey, I'm open as a book can be. You're listening to the Repair of the Breach broadcast on the RBN Live Republic Broadcasting Network, rbnlive.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Public Broadcasting Network, rbnlive.com. And before the break, we're talking a little bit about original faith of the apostles, pretty much the theme of this broadcast today. We're looking at some important texts. I think it has a lot of relevance. Again, there's so many infighting within religions, and I don't want to just pick on one religion. Again, we don't promote Judaism or Islam or Christianity. There's three frogs in the book of Revelation, chapter 16, and the aforementioned are listed right there as I spoke. And I say that in all due respect, but the reality is that they all come from each other, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. Did you know that Muhammad married a Catholic nun and that there are many in the Muslim world worship Mary? Mm-hmm. That's true. It's a fact. And, you know, this pseudo term or this
oxymoronic, but nevertheless, there's some truth to it, if that possibly could be. Yet nevertheless, there's some truth to it. This Christian Judeo nation. You ever heard that term before? Yeah, yeah. Because people realize that anybody that believes in the Messiah has to believe that the Messiah was, I won't say Jewish, even though, because the J is only 400 or 500 years old, and there's no J sound in Hebrew, by the way. But they were the tribe of Yada in the Renewed Covenant, what they erroneously call more commonly the New Testament, in Jeremiah 31. 31 says a new covenant, which is really renews the covenant. The Father renews the covenant to Yisrael and Yada. Now, so from Matthew to Revelation is not written to another religion that the Messiah came to start. He said, I've only come for the lost sheep of the house of Yisrael. He didn't say, I come here to start another religion called the church here. And about 1384, then, after 1384, then I'll put the word church in there. No. Because in John Wycliffe's First English Bible, again, as we alluded to, folks, the word church wasn't even in the scriptures. It was the called out ones, not the going into ones. Okay? You don't need to go into the church system. The Father's saying, come out of her, my people. Her is Mystery Babylon, the mother of all harlots, Roman Catholic Christianity, and the denominational Protestant daughters who protest their mother, who still use the same terms that their mother gave them. Now, again, this is such a vast subject. We probably need all the whole broadcast to even start touching on it, but I'm going to read some information to you and how Christianity was not the original faith. Most Christians are shocked to learn that Christianity was not the original faith of the apostles. Rather, the original faith of the apostles was known as Nazarene or Nazarene Yisrael, or the Nazarene sect of the Israelite worship, or alternatively, the Nazarene Israelites. The Nazarenes were not quote-unquote Christians, believing that the quote-unquote law was nailed to the cross, unquote. Rather, they were a sect or a subset of Israel that understood it was not rote observance of the law that saved you. They understood salvation to be a free gift, yet they still observed the law of Moshe or Moses as an outward sign of their devotion to Shaddai or the Almighty Yahweh. Is just Hebrew for the same God. Shaddai is Almighty. Elohim is just Mighty One. Quote unquote, Christianity, conversely, was a name the apostles were called. Now, it doesn't mean that they called themselves that. Christianity was conversely a name the apostles were, quote unquote, called by a rival Hellenistic anti-law sect. These were probably one in the same as the Hellenists that plotted to kill the Apostle Shaul, I'll call it today, at Acts 9:29, whose descendants we think of as the quote-unquote the Christians of today. This rival Hellenist anti-law quote-unquote Christian religion would later rise to worldwide power and dominance, assimilating or snuffing out both the Nazarenes and all other forms of the faith. But even though they prevailed numerically and militarily, Christianity was by no means the original faith of the apostles. Christian historians such as Epiphanius and M. Simon indicate that they considered the Nazarene to be a separate and despised faith at least up until the 4th century, when they were finally exterminated by the Roman Emperor Constantine, who became the first papa, or pope, if you will, of the Roman, quote-unquote, Catholic, which means one or universal, Roman Catholic Christian Church. The apostles were called the Nazarene, quote-unquote, sect. This does not mean synonymously as Christian. The apostles were called the Nazarene sect and not Christians, once again, folks. The two are not synonymous. This reference tells us that the Messiah, Yahweh, was called a quote-unquote Nazarene and not a Christian. The scripture says he was a Nazarene. No one denies that. So those who follow the Messiah were Nazarene Israelites because he came to restore Israel, the people, not the little landmass over there. It's calling themselves the nation of Israel. That's the deception. That's one of the deceptions, I should say. That's not Yisrael. That's the land of Yerushalayim. Okay, that's the land that they call. It's only been known from a country standpoint as Yisrael. It's not true Israel. It's a false Israel. It's only been known that since 1948. That government is not the Yisrael scripture. That's why Paul would warn many times in Romans 9, 10, and 11, those chapters he would speak about, not all those that say they are Israel are of Israel. Okay. The deception. So the Messiah shall be called a Nazarene. A Nazarene. Look at Matthew 2:23. Well, I'm a Christian because his name is Jesus Christ. Christian, Christ, Krishna, 1225 worship, December 25th. Buddha's birthday was 1225. Krishna's birthday was 1225. The name Jesus Christ, a sun deity, was born 1225. Those are true statements, folks. But the person of the Almighty's invisible spirit became flesh. The Word became flesh, Yochanan 1:14. So the Word, which was the Almighty, you can't separate the Word of Yah from the Spirit of Yahweh, okay? Your Word is dependent upon your spirit. He made you in his image, and the Word was Yahweh. And Yahweh, the Word, became flesh. So the reason why the Father, which is the Spirit, the invisible Spirit, is greater than the Son, which is the flesh, is because the flesh was the Word. And the Word cannot have existence unless Spirit emanates forth Word. Therefore, the Word, your Word, and your Spirit are not two different beings. Just like Yahweh's Word and his Spirit is not two different beings. He is one. And so the Word, your Word, my Word, and his Word is dependent upon the Spirit. And our Spirit was a measure of his Spirit. He gave us the breath of life. Life, he made us in his image, right? So when he made us in his image, after his likeness, and we have the pneuma, or the breath of Yah, just a portion of his spirit, and without his spirit, none of us live, exist, or breathe. In fact, the Apostle Shaul says, in him, the Messiah, Yahweh, the Almighty Messiah, in him we move and live and have our being. We live, move, and have our being. So the Messiah was called a Nazarene. That's established here in Matthew 2:23. So those who follow him will be Nazarenes, obviously, right? Not Christians. Again, that's a Greek-Latin term, and he was Hebrew, right? No argument there. Further, the disciples did their works in the name of the Messiah, Yahweh. Read Acts 4:10-12. Now you might say, it says Jesus here, or it says Yeshua over here. Well, that's a direct quote from Acts 4:10-12. Is a direct quote from Psalms 118:22-26, and the name there is the name of Yahweh. In that day there shall be one Yahweh, and his name, the only name. Yahweh, Yaira, Yahweh, Rapha, Yahweh, Tishkadu, Yahweh, Shua. Yeshua is just a title for the Messiah. It's not his personal name, because he said he came in the Father's name. John 5:43, remember? Verse 39, he said, search the scriptures. The only scriptures they had was the first covenant, what they call the Old Testament, really is the Tanakh, first covenant. And you can't find the name Jesus one time in the Old Testament, with all due respect. The reality is that there's been a huge deception propagated on the masses. No wonder they call it mass. They've deceived in mass. So the Messiah was called a Nazarene, Matthew 2:23. Acts 4:10, the name that the apostles were thrown in prison and did miracles in, was in the name of the Messiah, Yahweh. They said, did not we straightly charge you not to preach in that name? Remember, the apostles were getting persecuted because they had a law. You couldn't say the name of Yahweh. It was their Jewish superstition not to say it. Say what? Say the name of Yahweh, YHWH, Yod-Heh-Wah-Heh, or the four Hebrew consonant letters pronounced Yahweh. Some say Yahweh, but in reality, the Hebrew suffix of the Father's name was Wah. It was the sixth Hebrew letter named after the same suffix or letter, the letter being Wah. Look at your Bible in Psalms 119. You'll see Wah or Wah most of the time. The Wah or the V is the modern-day Hebrew or Aramaic, which in reality, the first Paleo-Hebrew was waw. It was the suffix. A sixth Hebrew word, a letter, was waw, which was the suffix of the Father's name. Yahweh is more of an anglicized way of pronouncing the name of Yahweh, but in reality, we're not going to quibble over that. But the reality, folks, is the Messiah came in the Father's name, and we know with more research and scriptural evidence that's just propounded, the name that he came in was Yahweh. It was the name above all names. He received that name by inheritance, Hebrews 1 and 3 and 4. He's the express image of the individual person, not three or second or third person. No. He's the express image of his person, not their person, and his. No, he's the express image of the Almighty's person. That's why he's the Almighty Messiah, the visible, the invisible becoming visible. The Father's the invisibility aspect of himself, and the Son is the visibility aspect of himself. Okay, and so the Word is dependent upon the Spirit. That's why he said, my Father's greater than I. Why? Because the Spirit's going to be always greater than the flesh. That's right. Your Spirit is greater than your Word. Your Word is dependent and is needing the Spirit to give it existence for you to emanate through your vocal cords and your larynx, to verbalize Word, speak forth Word, emanate Word. You have to have your Spirit. You have to have the breath of life. See, the body without the Spirit is dead, James 2:26, right? Or really, his name is Yaakov. Book of James really is Yaakov, and he said, without the Spirit, without the body, is dead. Okay? So faith without works is dead. And so, Acts 24:5, as we read earlier, we see the priesthood accusing the Apostle Shaul, not of being a Christian, but a ringleader of the sect of the Nazarene, or of the Nazarene sect. Okay, Shaul, or Paul, does not respond by calling himself a quote-unquote Christian or even by admitting that he is a part of a quote-unquote sect. Instead, he argues that he is the true, quote-unquote, true Israelite, implying that the priests are the apostate one. Quote, Acts 24:14 states, according to the way which they say is a sect, so I worship the ancestral one, believing all things that are written in the law and the prophets, the Torah and the prophets. And when the Jews at Rome asked Shaul, listen to this, folks, to speak to them about his Israelite belief, they tell him, quote, for indeed, concerning this sect, it is known to us that it is spoken against everywhere. That's in Acts 28:22, by the way. Christianity has taught for many, many years, folks, that the Messiah came to, quote, unquote, do away with the Jew and to nail the law to the cross. I'll just backtrack the word Jews as a misnomer again. The Yahweh, the renewed covenant from Genesis to Matthew to Revelation is to also the Israelites and the Yahudites. Read Jeremiah 31:31, that whole chapter carefully. Read Ezekiel 36, talking about two sticks. The two sticks are two houses of Israel and Yada, respectively. They were one. Initially, one stick, Israel, but they became separate countries when Solomon sinned greatly and Yah broke up his kingdom. And it became two countries, Yada and Israel. So Yada's over there trying to claim to be Israel, and really that's not Israel over there at all. Israel was scattered from the north, south, east, and the west. Became known as every kindred, tribe, tongue, and nation to fulfill the promise that Abraham he'd be the father of many nations. Not one little sect called Judaism. Okay? Judaism was not the faith of the apostles either. It was not the faith of Abraham or Moshe or Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov or Jacob. But although the apostles called themselves Nazarene Israelites or Israelites that followed the Nazarene, there is one recorded instance in Scripture where a group of Hellenized or quote-unquote Greek Jews called the apostles quote-unquote Christians. Okay, let me just break this down a little bit more for you. The average Christian therefore has a difficult time understanding that the original Nazarene Israeli quote-unquote sect was not a separate faith at all. Okay, Nazarene Israel was just that part of the nation of Israel that believed in the Nazarene, you know, the Messiah, the Almighty Messiah, Yahweh. Much like quote-unquote Republican America is that part of America that votes Republican, so forth and so on. So, but there, like I said, there's one recorded instance in Scripture where a group of Hellenized or Greek, quote-unquote, Greek Yahudites or Jews called the apostles, quote-unquote, Christian. And that's found in Acts 11:26. And the disciples were first called. That's the key note word here, called. And the disciples were first, quote-unquote, called Christians at Antioch. And then you only have two other places, and that's in Peter's epistle. So you only have three minute instances where they're called Christians, if you will. But if the apostles called themselves Nazarenes, while the Hellenized or quote-unquote Greek apostate Jews called the apostles quote-unquote Christians, does that make the term synonymous? No. No, not at all. Absolutely not. Or were the Nazarene Israelites and the Christians, in fact, two separate groups? Yes, absolutely correct. Absolutely. You're listening to the Repair of the Breach broadcast. I'm the Repair of the Breach Ambassador, Zechariah Todd Daniel, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, rbnlive.com. And when we come back, we're going to touch some more on this subject, on the true faith of the apostles and prophets. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Blasphemy.
We're back here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You're tuned to the Repair the Breach broadcast. I'm the Repair the Breach Ambassador Zachariah Todd Daniel, and that's the truth right there with Paul Tepeti and PokerFace.com, the band PokerFace, singing there. Paul speaking very, very powerful lyric there, powerful truth. Don't preach to me, you profiteers, trying to make money, profiteers, and you're using pagan terms like God to describe the Creator when he was never known by that. Read Isaiah 65:11. God was not his name, Lord was not his name. And then he goes on to say, or sing, don't teach me from books that blaspheme Yah, which is a short poetic form for Yahweh's name. And okay, where do Christians come from, or where does the term come from? Well, we talked about it on the broadcast, Cretan and Christian. Cretan was the root word where it sprang from. Cretan, slow bellies, evildoers, read the book of Titus. It also means imbecile. Did you know that? That's the root word for Cretan, if you get back into the root word of Christianity or Christian. He could not have been termed, his name was not Christ, or his title was not Christ, it was Mashiach. You'll say, well, I'm a Christian because I'm following Christ. Well, Christ means anointed in Greek, but what anointing is it derived from? Well, Christos, so Christ was, Osiris was known as Christ. There was many, quote-unquote, Christ, if you will, in the pagan term sense of the word. Krishna, Christian, we went over that before Christmas. He was born during Tabernacles, seventh moon, 15th day between the 15th and 22nd of the seventh moon, different tabernacles, not 12:25 on the pagan calendar. And the Sabbath is not Saturday, perpetually Friday evening to Saturday evening, no. Now, for this month it is, from Friday evening to Saturday. Yeah, it is the Sabbath as I speak to you right now, not because it says Saturday on the wall, but because it's the 15th of the third moon. It's the 15th of the moon. The Sabbath is always on the 8th, the 15th, 22nd, the 29th. According to the full new moon, you find the first day of the month, right? You'll get to the 17th correctly, but you can't find the Sabbath day or the seventh day of the week unless you first find the new full moon first, which rose just so happened on a Friday night to translate on the pagan calendar, Friday evening to Saturday evening for the next, including this one, the next three weeks will be the true Sabbath of Scripture. And then when the full new moon rises on a Sunday night or a Monday night, then it'll be Sunday to Monday or Monday to Tuesday, depending on if it's 29 or 30 day. But we're going to talk a little bit more, where do quote-unquote Christians come from in a bit, and we'll deal with a little bit on the Sermon on the Mount after the break here. Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network here on rbnlive.com. If you want to be a part of the broadcast, breachmender@yahoo.com. Breachmender is the Yahoo Messenger, and we'll probably take calls around halfway through the second hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this short message.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.